Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, another day of practice in the books for the Atlanta Falcons. They did have pads on today. I don't think there was a whole lot of walloping going on, but let's check in with our buddy, D. Orlando Ledbetter. He, of course, is the Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work, and he is on Twitter, at D. Orlando AJC. D. Led, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Sure, no problem, John. Thanks for having me.
Do you need 10 or 20 bucks to pay the fine? I mean, can I float you, you know, a couple of bucks out of my pocket to help pay for the fine that you got?
Yeah, well, I was considering a GoFundMe page, but I think we're in good shape at Cox, and I think we're going to be fine on paying the fine. We don't have to start the GoFundMe page.
Okay, that's good. That's good. What do we know about Matt Hennessy? Is Matthew Bergeron getting the looks at starting guard for right now with Hennessy out? Like, what's been the prognosis, you know, here from over the weekend with all of that?
Yeah, they initially liked the MRI, and then you kind of alluded to a second opinion and that it's a reoccurring injury. So he's been all over the place last 2 days, saying it's day-to-day. The last injury last year was a left knee injury. So now that it's reoccurring, that's problematic because that means you're probably headed to surgery. So we'll see how it goes. And Bergeron, they're going full steam ahead with him right now as the first team left guard.
So would it make sense? And I know these guys don't grow on trees. There's not a whole lot of them. But would it make sense to try to take some of that available cap space? And now that things are kind of shaking out a little bit, we had the Goldman retiring, and they brought Ellis in. Would it make sense to go out and get themselves a security blanket at left guard and find some veteran to help, you know, again, especially if Bergeron can't really make it?
Yeah, no doubt. I think they have one on the staff already and on the roster already, and Kyle Hinton. You know, you got to figure that there's going to be some action near the cut down dates that's going to maybe release another veteran that, you know, you could pick up that way. And then also, yeah, you got the cap space, and maybe somebody gets into a situation where they're, or out of favor at some place, and then you can use it on that person. We've seen that before here in Atlanta when they picked up Andy Levitre in the last week right before the season started. So, you got some options. You don't have to overreact this early in camp. But if you go down to Miami and he gets his head kicked in the joint practice, then you need to make a move.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining me here on the WaitFor.com hotline, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal Constitution. Has kind of the theme of this camp been competition? You know, is that, and again, I know that's usually the theme of most camps and stuff, but obviously it's been a lot of one-on-one. We're seeing good footage of the ones-on-one. Obviously there's plenty of trash talking, you know, in this. I mean, do you get a sense that it's a different vibe from, you know, the last couple of years of this training camp?
Yeah, no doubt. It's better one-on-ones, John. You got better talent across the board. You know, we had, you know, people here that were, have been with their sixth, seventh team. And, you know, the guys that played just a year, you know, I'm talking about Eric Harris, Stephen Means, Brandon Copeland, you know, good guys, but, you know, they were NFL fringe players that you had to start and count on. Now you got, you know, Jeff Okuda, former number three overall pick, you know, trying to revive his career. You know, you can see the athleticism. You know, he suffered from injuries and, quite frankly, poor. Possibly the coaching in Detroit was deficient. So we'll see if the coaching staff here can help some of these players along.
So do we have any kind of sense about who is leading the way as far as punt returner goes? Now that obviously Avery Williams out for the year, we know Cordarrelle Patterson is going to factor into the kickoffs, but who are they most looking at right now as far as returning punts goes?
Yeah, it's a group of five back there every day. Penny Hart, D. Alford, Bijan, Zay, Malone, and I'm probably missing the fifth guy. But to me, the Mike Hughes. Mike Hughes is the only one with NFL experience at kickoff and punt return. D. Alford looks pretty good. He catches the ball and gets upfield. He's not scared. He's tough. Penny Hart returns some kicks at Georgia State, but not in the NFL. And I don't know why they got Bijan back there other than just to have teams thinking about it. So Mike Hughes would be your favorite going into this. And then D. Alford has looked pretty good, you know, running on pretty much air and, you know, being attacked today for the first time where they, you know, were going after the returners. So that's where I have that thing handicapped right now. We'll keep an eye on it here the rest of the way in training camp.
So, you know, again, we've been talking about left guard, whether it's Bergeron and Hennessy hurt and all this, that, and the other, but has Drew Dahlman looked better in camp? I mean, has he looked better? Because, again, you know, we can talk about the left guard all we want, but if the left guard isn't so good and the center isn't going to be so good, then we're going to have some trouble when those guys, you know, are linked arm in arm, again, you know, side by side with one another. How much has Dahlman looked better in this camp than last year?
Yeah, John, he's looked much better, but, you know, it's a caveat. They haven't had on any pads. And then today they had on pads, and I was watching him with his double teams with Lindstrom, and, you know, he doesn't have to do much there. And then I did not see him and Bergeron combined on some double-team blocks, but, you know, that's what he's going to have to do. And then with some nose tackles at their play, they'll play that run the 3-4. He's got to handle those guys technically. He's a technician. He's never going to blow anybody 5 yards down the field. But coach said he looked comfortable and was doing a much better job this year, second year on the job. And so we got to take his word at it until we see him up against some stiff competition and real football activities.
D-Led joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline, Falcons beat reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. How, you know, again, I was talking with Mike Rothstein the other night about this, just – you know, again, I know the secondary is better because everybody's a year older and you've got better personnel out there. But do you see a pretty cohesive group in that secondary? I mean, are you seeing the corners and safeties kind of all working with one another? What's been your observation about the secondary as a whole so far in these few days of camp?
Yeah, it's been vanilla, John. They've been in the 4-2-5 nickel most of the time. And, you know, with the nickel rotating, you know, using guys at different spots. So they're not really doing a lot of coverages that they will be, you know, that's when you see stuff break down. You start changing up, mixing zone and man and so forth. They're just basically running their vanilla exhibition season stuff while we're out there. And did talk to Jesse Bates today, and he said, hey, I was like, hey, how's it coming along? He's like, hey, we're committed to this slow, long process of, you know, being able to look at each other and just, you know, communicate the defenses and so forth. And, you know, I kind of got the old, you know, it's going to take the process thing to get it all there. So it's not far down the road. You got too many variables back there. Him and Richie Grant are getting along. Jalen's kind of the odd man out back there. And, you know, they're trying to save Jeff Okuda's career, because if you don't, you got another problem there over at right cornerback.
So we've gotten some paralysis by analysis with Desmond Ridder, where people have been all over the board and concerned and this and that and the other. And again, it's kind of ridiculous, but how's Taylor Heinicke looked at, you know, at quarterback? How's he performed so far in camp thus far?
Yeah, well, he's second. You're getting a scrutiny level. I'm not looking at him that much, really, because he doesn't matter here if the other guys are starting quarterback. So he's a little high on some balls. He's a pro quarterback. You know, I don't like when they run. And I've seen both of them pull the ball down in practice. So it's not been a good, nothing to write home about. But I usually, there's usually not anything to write home about the first week of practice from the quarterback perspective. It takes a while to get your timing down with your receivers. You're just running a couple plays. So, you know, you're just getting in and out of the huddle and running sweep left, sweep right, and a couple pass routes. And they've been just fine doing that. But I want to see what they do in Miami against some real live competition, and see how much they play them in the exhibition season. I think they're going to have to play Ridder a little bit more than you normally would your first year, your first quarterback.
So is there a guy that has stood out to you that maybe is a little bit under the radar? I'm not talking about, you know, Desmond Ridder or Bijan Robinson level kind of guys, but is there a guy or two that you've kind of had your eye on that you think that maybe this guy could make the team, maybe this guy can contribute? Is there one of those kinds of guys that has kind of stood out for you so far?
Yeah, I liked. I was watching the receivers because they, there's some opportunity there to make the team. And the kid Keylon Harris from Oklahoma Baptist, I was watching him and Zay Malone, because somebody's going to take that last spot and help out on special teams. It could be Darby, but the kid from Oklahoma Baptist has been pretty impressive thus far. I see Malone, you know, dropping balls and, and so forth and so on, and not looking, you know, pro-level type material. But this Harris kid is one to keep a eye on, and I'm kind of tracking him so far here early in the season. We're going to see him play a lot. Carlos Washington, the running back. You always got to have an extra running back in your back pocket. And want to see how Carlos does. He started his career at New Hampshire, went down to Southeast Louisiana, had a year down there, and we're going to see a lot of him in the exhibition season. So, you know, I'm looking at the back 20 to see if who's going to break through to the roster, and those are a couple that we have so far.
So, D-Led, I'm talking to my buddy Jarvis Davis here the other day, and he was telling me about how much, when he's watched D'Angelo Malone this offseason, that, you know, he's a little bit lighter in the dumper. I mean, he's lost some weight and trimmed down a little bit, whatever. But, you know, is he a guy that can, I mean, legitimately come off the edge? I mean, what's going to be his role? Like, what do you think D'Angelo Malone can have his role be for this team?
Yeah, I've been charting today, and he's backing up Lorenzo Carter at right defensive end, which he's too light for, and both of them are too light, but they're going with this 4-3 hybrid look that'll probably slide them into outside linebacker role. They want people to treat them as defensive ends, but they're going to probably play outside linebacker. Lorenzo said he's not dropping anymore. He's playing traditional defensive end. And if D'Angelo's backing him up there, he's way too light for that. But they haven't tried to stand him up either at the white weak side or strong side or middle linebacker. So that's where D'Angelo is right now. And we're going to learn a lot more about this defense as they move down the road. But that's where I see him at now. He did come off the edge. He was light. That's why he was at Western Kentucky. But he's a fierce football player and going to get a shot here to make it in the league, it looks like.
You know, and I know that's not this is not fair when I say this, but we know that Troy Andersen is a very good athlete and he's a very quick guy and things like that. But do you kind of see him getting a grasp of the game? I mean, he at times was lost on the field. And, you know, again, you get these one-on-ones, and obviously the advantage is all on the offensive side of things. But have you seen Troy Andersen start to kind of look like he's catching on more or doesn't maybe seem, you know, as lost at times as what he was on the field last year?
Yeah, I am seeing that. The big thing for Troy is, just play as fast as he can. If he gets beat, he makes it up. And be in position, and you know, in these practices, you know, they're just when they run the ball, they just go up and tap the guy, and you know, move on. And he's not late or anything like that. He's not getting confused when he misdirection on any running plays and where he's supposed to be in the alignment. And so, you know, the more reps he gets, the more instinctual he will get as a linebacker. And we're just gonna watch this kid grow on the field, and you know. For the Falcons' sake, they hope he probably doesn't, you know, have too many blown assignments while he's trying to develop into one of the, you know, what they think is starting linebacker.
Last question for you, D-Led. Arthur Smith, I mean, now we're into year three. Now he's got a roster with some guys on it. Now they were able to spend some money and build some things. And, you know, again, whether it's kind of having fun with you and the fine and all that, whether it's, you know, wearing the mustache and, you know, all these kind of things. Like, do you get a sense that Arthur Smith is a lot more loosey-goosey, you know, this year? Does he feel like he's in a better position now that he's actually coaching some NFL talent? Like, what's been his kind of mode and tenor of his attitude and things like that as far as in this camp so far?
Yeah, he's having fun with it, and that's fun. And, it could be a long grind. It's not two-a-days or anything like that. But, he's having fun with it. But I was studying him today during the one of the offensive periods. He's checking down everything, writing stuff with his pencil after every play, you know, so he know what he has to fix and correct as a play caller. So he's getting ready. He's very into it. The fact that, he's the head coach, he gets to move around a lot, but he's really involved in his hands. His fingerprints are all over the offense and what they're trying to do and run the ball and set up the pass. So, he's really into it. He's having fun with it, though. So I think he is more comfortable in his role as the head coach and going to try to enjoy the ride as best he can.
At D Orlando AJC, D Led is the beat writer for the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. And he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. D Led is appreciated as always. Stay cool, stay hydrated, stay out of the sun, and have fun at camp over these next few weeks.
Sure, no problem, John. We'll try to do that and take care. Thanks for having me on tonight.
You got it. As always, when we get back from the top of the hour, it will be time for the Falcons flyover. We'll hear from Clark Phillips. We'll hear from Jeff Okuda. We'll hear from Matthew Bergeron. Plus, a couple of other things I want to get into as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.